We are still fretting over how to pay to complete construction on Honolulu's rail project, but there continues to be questions about how to pay for the train system once it's operational. Honolulu Civil Beat's Marcel Henri gives us our reality check. Good morning, Marcel.
Hey, Catherine. Happy Aloha Friday.
Yeah, and usually I see you at the HART meetings on Thursday, but you were at Honolulu Hale. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it's been keeping me busy. I was actually at another HART meeting yesterday, but I was at Honolulu Hale on Wednesday. And, reporting on this, it really feels like deja vu in a sense, because I've been gradually reporting about the operations conundrum over several years now. And it seems to just get more urgent, though, as time goes on and the project faces more crises. And right now, you know, the city council is really doing a lot of hand-wringing over how to fit this $44 million in HART costs into its operations budget or some other means. But just, you know, all the drama that we're seeing with just this $44 million pot, it really does point to that bigger question yet again of what the city's going to do when as much as $100 million in annual subsidy for operations will suddenly land on it when the full system opens. And that could be, if the projections are correct, that could be in about 8 years, 2026. So it's coming up.
But the rail critics have kind of flagged this like forever, like from the get-go. We've been hearing about, you know, well, how is this going to operate? Will we have enough riders? I mean, we've been hearing that for so long.
Sure. No, we just revisited it now just with all the drama you're seeing, just to fit what would be a fraction of the eventual operations cost. And it's on city council members' minds as well. Ann Kobayashi spoke out about it at length at the Wednesday meeting that they had. She's talking about setting up a fund where they could gradually kind of squirrel away small amounts of money, but it really wouldn't go very far. I mean, they're just talking about paltry amounts that they could put away. But when you're talking about $100 million, you know, in a year, they'll eat that up pretty quickly.
Right. And I know there was concern about, you know, tapping into the real property tax. But, you know, it's like, where do we get the money?
Right. You know, the politicians, the elected leaders seem pretty adamant and determined to not have to raise property taxes in order to pay for this. You know, Mayor Caldwell has for a few years now, he has pushed extending the GET surcharge that is paying for rail construction to basically lift the sunset on that, lift the expiration date, and make it permanent, make it go in perpetuity. And he's talking about that as a way that could fund this. But again, that money is being used for construction right now. And this project has dealt with so many, you know, mismanagement issues and cost overruns and delays that the legislature has been really wary to this point to really give the city what would be a blank check, right, at this point in the game. So, but that has been floated as a potential idea.
Right. And the simplest thing would have done as far as the tax would have just to continue it on. But obviously the state lawmakers want accountability. They've got that audit that they're preparing to launch just to make sure that we've spent the money for construction in the proper way. But
right.
it just seems it's gotten so complicated with the additional board members. They, you know, had problems getting quorum. You know, the state would like more accountability and more eyes on this project, but it's tough.
Yeah. The board now has, I believe, it's 14 members, and it has created a lot of quorum issues. The state auditor, Les Kondo, was addressing the board for the first time yesterday. He had some interesting things to say. He's not sure that he's, quote, on the same page with the city comptroller on the money that HART should be getting back from the state out of its special fund from the bailout package that they passed last year. So there's just a myriad of issues. But really, at the end of the day, we're also worried about operations once this thing eventually gets built.
Right. Yeah, there's a bigger alligator waiting down at the end of the line. All right.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot, Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henri with today's reality check. To read the full story, he wrote, visit civilbeat.org.